Hi, it's Jesse Addy from Nash FM 94.7, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
What a treat. It's not every day here on Stage 17 that you have the top-selling female country artist of all time, or up-tempo songs, or party anthems, or hit ballads, or part of some of the most precious moments of our life. And somehow, 15 years since her last studio album, Shania Twain is here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for coming to see us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Just to pull the curtain back a little bit, when it's 15 years since you've put out a new album and you do press, the media landscape has changed so much. Did it? When you see your schedule, you're like, wow, there's a lot to do and people to talk to.
Yeah, but it's also really good. It just feels really good also to get out there and communicate what I'm doing. And with the new landscape of access to each other, you know, fan to artist, you can just get things across more immediately. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving that.
So with the new single, Life's About to Get Good, you've had like such an overwhelming response right out of the gate. Fans love it. We love it. But working on this album and writing alone, was that scary at all for you? Like when you were getting ready to share this with everyone?
It was very scary. I mean, it was a big decision just to write the album alone. But I was determined to, go through this independently, stand on my own creatively, you know, artistically. So that was kind of bold of me to do that for the first album out after so many years. But I really just wanted to be able to rely on myself to create music that I, you know, was proud of sharing with the fans, knowing that it was coming purely from me. They waited long enough, that's for sure. So I figure I'd give them the purest form of myself possible. So it was scary, but I'm over that hump now. I'm feeling really good about everything. The first song, you know, Life's About to Get Good, is it's a melancholy story, but it's a very cheerful celebration of, you know, life at the end of the tunnel, light at the end of the tunnel, and life at the end of the tunnel too, surviving. Yeah.
The new album, Now, which is out September 29th. It's funny you use that word, because when we had a special night with being able to listen to, I think, 8 tracks from the new album here in the city, and sonically and lyrically, it is very now, which is difficult for a lot of artists that go, some years without new material. How did you do that to make it sound so 2017?
Well, I feel 2017, you know? I guess I'm in the mode and in the spirit of now. I really am. You know, this is me now. It's not me then. It's not me. Who knows what I'll be in 5-10 years from now, but right now this is where I'm at creatively, artistically, and you know, I have teenage kids, so that keeps me now as well. And I'm feeling very in the moment on top of that. So I think musically I still want to always, or at least for this album, I wanted to be very rootsy and authentic with the type of instrumentation. So there's a lot of organic instruments and really authentic live playing. But there's a balance of programming as well that I'm having a lot of fun with. So that's all, you know, making it maybe a little more, you know, just using the current, like I write everything on Pro Tools, for example.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't get the sense you were going back trying to recreate any one of your hits from before. Like, it all felt very fresh.
Thank you. Yeah, I just, it's not that, I mean, I think vocally, you guys will have to tell me because now you're hearing it, but I think identifiably it's still my voice, and that keeps it me anyway, regardless of when. But the stories and the sentiments are just what I've experienced recently and what I'm going through now. So I guess that brings us to today.
So as a songwriter, how many songs did you end up writing on the album versus what made it on? Was it really hard to narrow that down?
It was. It took me a little while to narrow down, you know, which songs to focus on. In the end, I focused on 21 songs, and then I ended up keeping 16 for this project. Some of the other things that I'd written for the album were maybe not as cohesive in spirit as the ones that I ended up picking. I mean, everything on the album, all 16 songs, it's so diverse. You know, no one song is like the other. But the other ones that didn't get on this one will be on the next one. I mean, I love them deeply, and I really want to get back to them and get them finished and then build up a whole other concept for the next one. So I'm ready to dive in.
I'm glad to hear that, because it would kind of kill me to know that there were Shania songs out there that we weren't ever going to hear, like locked away in a vault somewhere.
Well, there probably always will be. You know, there's some that never see the light of day. They never get fully developed or whatever. They always mill around in my head. And
is there a favorite from the new album, like another song that you're really excited to share since it is so diverse?
It's very hard. I mean, I guess it depends on if I'm being more specific about my answer. I would say that my favorite, one of the ones that is my favorite as far as the sentiment goes, is called All in All. It just has a very spiritual nature to it and really is what I'm feeling internally. But I love, like, you know, one song that I can't wait for people to hear is a song called Poor Me. Ooh. Which is like the more, it's on the you know, one end of the spectrum of the whole picture of, you know, going from sad to happy and dark to light, which, you know, Life's About to Get Good is all about that. That encapsulates all the spectrums on the album. But Poor Me is like the darkest moment. But there's all kinds of stories that are all about the same journey.
Speaking of moments, one of the things that you had to go through, it's a story about Lyme's disease, and it affected your vocal cords. And I think probably at some point you hoped, but you weren't quite sure. Was there a moment where you realized, yes, I can sing. Yes, I'll be able to record an album. And what did that feel like?
Well, it was a battle the whole way. At first, I didn't realize that it was the Lyme's disease that had affected my voice. So it took several years to really get to the bottom of what's wrong with my voice, because most singers have problems with what are called nodules. And those are basically calluses on the vocal cords, like you get calluses on your hands, mm-hmm. Which is not at all what I had. That's just from vocal fatigue or, you know, misusing your voice, abusing your voice, whatever. But I'd had nerve damage, which, you know, neurological problems are very common with Lyme's disease. I don't know how much you guys know about Lyme's disease, but without going into all of that, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have had this disease and may still have it. But it affected the nerves, in my case, that operate the vocal cords. How ironic is that? I could say that I feel lucky that it wasn't my heart or a major organ, which is often the case as well, or the brain. Mm-hmm. But the test that I had to go through to find that out was, I don't want to say it's awful in case anybody needs to go get done. You'll live through it, and please go do it, yeah, if you have to do it. But they insert 5 long needles into your Adam's, into your larynx.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then you got to make sounds while those needles are in there. And then they read the action of those nerves and if there's any atrophy there. So I have a bit of atrophy on both sides, both vocal cords, but there is physiotherapy that you can do for it. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And it's a lot of hard work. It's like rehabilitating muscles that you can't isolate, you know, because they're very, I mean, how do you isolate the muscles in your, yeah, in your voice? It's very difficult. So it's been a challenge, but I did persevere, and I am able to, you know, I can't do everything that I want to do with my voice, but I can do a lot of new things that I didn't realize I could do as well. So it's a positive side to everything.
So I was saying to Jesse earlier today that all of your songs are always so catchy. Like, I swear there's like a portion of my brain that I've like stored Shania Twain lyrics, like that I can just like recall them. Like, if I could remember anything the way I remember your lyrics, I probably like could have gone to like Harvard and been a doctor. But it's just so funny because you can like recall them so quickly. But is there like a process that you have when you're like songwriting? You're like, this is going to be a catchy tune. I know it. Do you have like a formula down, or is it just always come so naturally?
Well, some of the catchiness as well is done in the backing vocal arrangement. So it's not necessarily in the writing of the bass of the song. Mm-hmm. But there's so many ways to make a song catchy. You can make a song catchy through the melody. So the melody could be hooky. Or maybe it's a lyric that's hooky. Or, like I said, maybe it's a backing vocal arrangement that's hooky. And sometimes it's just the playing with the lyric. Well, I mean, even Life's About to Get Good, people, it's a little bit of a subliminal thing going on, but not that I try to be subliminal and psych my listeners out, but...
I'm going to go play all your albums. Play your albums backwards now and get the messages.
But, I mean, the obvious hook with Life's About to Get Good is very cheerful, and it's very repetitive with the backing vocals, like little elves, or, you know, singing in the background, repeating it over, and the whole arrangement of that is hooky. But... there's the play on words as well. Life's about joy, life's about pain, life's about to get good. So it was playing with the grammar there that really was fun for me, and I always enjoy that in songwriting. So yeah, the hooks come from every direction, and it's part of the fun of putting the puzzle of a song together.
Your songs obviously have been on the radio for so long. I remember working at a pizzeria, and we would make up our own words, you know. So, you think you're a dishwasher. You know, you just,
that's
because
great.
You'd have to do something with it. Is now you obviously, you know, a few years away from a last studio album, and you have a teenage son. Yeah. Does that change the way you write or what ended up on the album? Because nothing goes over his head at this point.
No, and nothing does. He's a really great sounding board. He'll say, oh, Mom, that's too slow, or I don't, you know, the beat's not, and whatever. He just gives me feedback. He loved Life's About to Get Good right away. He loved the chirpiness of it. Mm-hmm. And love the back, you know, the backing vocal arrangements. So he's a good gauge. You know, him, if he thinks something is really corny, then he'll tell me. Mm-hmm. But I don't follow his lead as far as his own, you know, listening taste, because it's a whole other world altogether. 15-year-old boy. But he's a good sounding board, and because I have a lot of fans that are teens, and you know, so I just try to really write music that relates to as many people as possible. And I like, you know, if you're too specific with your songwriting in some cases, then there's no room for the listener to imagine and relate in on their own level to the song. So it's just, you know, yeah. I don't write that specifically, I guess, you know. So my son, you know, he kind of digs the album. He likes it.
I was going to ask what he thinks now, because he was really little the last time you put out an album, so it's got to be really cool for him to get to see you do this all over again, like Mom in her element.
Yeah, no, he's very encouraging. He's a good cheerleader.
Thank you so much for talking to us. By the way, this is a great moment for us. The new album Now from Shania Twain is out September 29th. Can't wait to hear the rest of the tracks too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now, head over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.